Now on WCHL, a page from D.G. Martin's notebook.
At the top of any list about the best baseball movies, you'll find two of them with close connections to Chapel Hill and Durham. Bull Durham, of course, set in the old Durham Ballpark. And the other one is Field of Dreams, which you may remember just celebrated its 25th anniversary out in Iowa where the movie was set. So you ask, well, how are we connected to that one? Well, maybe you remember how Kevin Costner's character built a baseball field that gave the ghost of former baseball players a chance to play again. One of them, Moonlight Graham, had played only an inning or two in one Major League Baseball game and never got an at-bat. Later, he became a small-town doctor. And then on the Field of Dreams, he got a chance to bat against a Major League pitcher. And he hit a sacrifice fly that scored a run. And then in a memorable scene, he lost the chance to continue playing when he crossed a line and he lost his baseball player. And he became a doctor again and used his doctor's skill to save a little girl who was in danger of dying. A poignant moment. But there was another poignant moment when in the film, Doc Graham was asked if it was a tragedy for his major league career to have lasted only 5 minutes. And a movie character, Doc Graham, played by Burt Lancaster, answered, "Son, if I'd only got to be a doctor for 5 minutes, now that would have been a tragedy." Well, the real Moonlight Graham was Dr. Archibald Graham, and he grew up in Fayetteville in Charlotte, and he played baseball for Carolina in the early 1900s. He continued his studies and college sports and combined them with professional baseball. Then he juggled medical training with baseball, hoping for a chance in the majors, which he got only that one time. But it was on June 29th, 1905, when he played for a few minutes for the New York Giants. Well, even though Archie Graham left our state to play professional baseball and then to practice medicine in Minnesota, North Carolina owes him a big debt. When one of our state's future great leaders became ill in 1916, he went out to Minnesota for several months where his brother, Dr. Archie Graham, supervised his recovery. The patient was Dr. Graham's younger brother, Frank Porter Graham, later the president of the University of North Carolina and, of course, a United States senator. When that season with his brother was over, Frank Graham had recovered sufficiently in eyesight and in spirits to gain admittance to the Marine Corps, which was his goal, and then after the war to resume his productive life at Carolina. Just how different Carolina and the state of North Carolina would have been without Frank Graham's presence is something we cannot know for sure, but no one doubts that we are different and better as a result of his leadership and example. But if it had not been for his brother, Frank Graham might never have found his way back to UNC or to North Carolina. So, this weekend, on June 29th, take a minute to remember Doc Graham on the anniversary of his one-day Major League career. This is D.G. Martin.